Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is the guy who visited Niagara Falls and couldn't find water. Your host, Maceo.
Hello to our listeners of Everything EHC. I am here with another camper. We are just firing questions and having a great time here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Particularly here in the podcast tent, please, sir, tell me your name, where you're from, how old you are, and how long you've been coming to camp.
All right. My name is Jeans Hung Ho Kim. I am currently 17 years old and 3 months, and today's the 21st, so 3 months and 17 days, maybe?
There you go.
Something like that. Yeah,
close enough.
Close enough. I am from Cupertino, California, which is, you know, very close to San Jose. I live on Stern Avenue. I live 3 blocks away from my high school. Okay, and then the next thing was, like, how long have I been coming to camp? So I've been coming, I believe this is my 10th or 11th year coming up to camp. And yeah, it's been great all these years.
Perfect. You were also part of the group of my first campers in 2014.
Oh yeah, that was great.
That's right. And then I had you again in 2016.
Yep.
I did. When did you start coming to teen? Is it this year? Or was it last year?
This is my second year at teen.
At teen. Okay. That's what I was trying to remember. It gets a little confusing sometimes.
Right.
You got to CIT this year?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about your experience CIT? First of all, tell our listeners, what is a CIT?
All right. So a CIT is a counselor in training. So as most of you know, at Enchanted Hills Camp, we have a lot of counselors here who help with the, you know, different activities, help the campers get organized, make sure they have everything together, teach them independent skills, just be a friend to them, things like that. And that's definitely something that I've been, you know, looking to and looking forward to possibly doing in the future. And in order to become that counselor, you have to go through a CIT program. And you have to be 16 or older to be in the program. And I was 17 this year, and my parents, we talked it out, and, you know, they said, oh, cool, you can do it this year. So yeah, I was up here for a Youth One session last week, just helping out with my cabin, helping out the counselors, helping the campers, and having a great time. In terms of the actual experience, I would say my campers, they were a handful.
Challenging? You've had some challenges?
Most definitely. But, you know, at the same time, it was really enjoyable. You know, I got to know them really well. We got to bond. I got to see them, you know, helping each other and interact with each other. There were definitely moments where, you know, all of us were really impatient with each other, annoyed at each other. You know, we were, you know, not listening to each other. But, you know, in the end, like, I think it was a really good time. And overall, I think all of us had a blast, you know, working with each other, talking with each other. And I'm definitely looking to come back next year, hopefully as a full-time counselor.
That's what I was going to say. CITs go through the program, and then what's the next step after that?
So usually the next step is becoming a counselor, full-time counselor. So they stay over the entire summer.
And do you know what is included with that position?
In terms of training or...
A paycheck.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's the most important thing. How could I forget about...
I'm just saying, you go through the CIT program, you get experience with the youth, and then you're going to do the whole summer. You come back, you get a paycheck. Some
yes.
people volunteer to through the whole summer so that they also can get a paycheck. They need that experience.
Right.
Super awesome that you had that experience. When your campers go home, they're going to remember how much fun they had. They're not going to remember that you were impatient or irritated.
I hope so.
It happens sometimes. And you know what? The youth is challenging. There's a lot of high energy kids.
For sure.
Youngsters. And, and for lack of a, you know, it's not babysitting, but it is the next step up to keeping track of a lot of high energy kids.
Exactly.
It has its own challenges for sure. But a great experience.
Yes.
You were once one of those youths, Gene.
Oh,
you
yes.
know what it's like.
Oh. Oh. Those were the dark days.
The dark days of youth camp.
Oh dear.
But you're back. You have lots of friends. You made any new friends this year? Meet any new people?
Kind of, I
yeah,
guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
it just happens.
It just happens.
What do you think of the new, you know, you're part of this generation that was stayed in lower camp in the old cabins. What do you think of the new system and what's happening and the changes? How are you feeling about that?
Oh, well, I guess it's all right. I really took for granted all the facilities we had prior to the burned down, or prior to them burning down, like, you know, the showers, just being able to shower.
Yep.
And having the freedom to go whenever you needed to. That's definitely something that has impacted me the most. I am struggling daily. I am suffering because I have, you know, I have lost the privilege of showering whenever I so desire. So
you're in that transition point though, Gene. You're gonna have that experience this year, and then when there are nice new showers in the next year or two. This is the only year it's going to be like that. You realize that, right?
That's true.
It's a changing. We're in a changing time. Hmm. You'll come down here with your family as a man with your family in the future, and you're going to be one of those people that says, I remember lower camp.
Oh, yeah.
Before all this stuff was here, all these new, nice bathrooms. You should have seen them bathrooms down there in old camp.
I can't wait to be old.
Some of them were broken. And gross. Right? Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm excited to be old now.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll have lots to talk about, won't we, Gene?
For sure.
Okay. Let's leave camp. You gave some nice comments about what's going on with you at camp and how your experience has been. So you went from a CIT. Now you're back to being a camper.
Oh, my goodness.
You're with all your friends. You got a posse cruising around, having a great time.
Yep.
What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
I'm not too sure. I don't really eat out too much, but definitely a place with bok choy. And if there's a server called Linus, I am immediately going there. I don't care if they serve the world's worst food. If they have someone named Linus and if they at least have bok choy, I will go there.
Where's Linus?
Linus!
Where's Linus? Okay. So, you don't, so does that mean you eat a lot of home-cooked meals?
Yeah, my mom cooks a lot of Korean food at home, so.
Okay, so what's your favorite Korean dish that your mom makes? Tell me about it.
Let's see, well, a lot of Korean cuisines, like, has to do with, like, beef and, like, pork, so they, find different ways to cook it, different, I guess, yeah, different dishes, just using different parts of the animal, and, there is one dish that sounds kind of stereotypical, I guess, but it's called kimchi jjigae. And basically what that is you take kimchi and you fry it you pan fry it, and then you put that into a huge pot, and you add water, you add a bunch of other stuff like sausage and beef and sometimes even noodles and things like that, and you turn it into this huge stew. And it's really great. It's like amazing. It's just, it's like savory, it's spicy, it's just, oh my gosh, I could eat that forever.
Okay, so I'll be over for dinner. we're all having food at Gene's when camp is over.
Yes.
Gonna try that out. That sounds really good. You
yes.
can mail some to me. Cool.
Yes, I will. Free matter for the blind. Yeah, so it might take a couple months.
All right. Do you have a favorite TV show?
TV show. We got rid of cable a while ago because my parents were like, you need to study.
Everybody's getting rid of cable.
Yeah.
So are you streaming anything? You watch anything audio described on Netflix or anything?
Not too much. I do watch a lot of YouTube. I used to watch a lot of like SpongeBob and Drake and Josh and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I still watch SpongeBob.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
It happens every now and again. Sorry.
It's my secret.
Yeah.
No one needs to. Oh.
At least you're not a brony.
Oh, well, I might be.
You might be. Have you been watching the ponies?
Well,
giving you a store coupon for admitting that you watched My Little Pony. Oh, let's just be clear.
Dang it.
All right, Star Wars or Marvel or DC?
None. I don't watch any of those.
He said, that's what he said. Okay. favorite music right now?
Favorite music? I listen to a lot of rock, like hard rock, Christian rock. A lot of K-pop and a lot of Japanese music too. I don't know. I guess I just really like music.
Sing me a line from a song right now. Go.
Wait.
You got something. I know you do.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to think of something.
Take your time.
Let's see. Oh, this is so hard.
We can come back to that.
Okay.
All right, we'll come back. You can have a little something for me by the end.
All right.
Do you have a favorite color?
My favorite color is green, like the fluorescent, like neon green. Like that's amazing.
Very cool. Very specific to the green. I like that. Getting specific. It's not light green or dark green, but fluorescent green. That's very important.
Yes, Gene likes green.
Favorite number?
Favorite number? Probably 4, which is really sad because I'm Korean, so in Korea, the number 4 is like, it's kind of like the 13 of America. It's like,
I've heard this.
Yeah, before. It's like, there's like a superstition, like even on like apartments where they have elevators, like they don't write the number 4 for the 4th floor button, they have a big F. And it's like, okay, that's interesting. And then same thing in China and Japan, like in Japanese, the word shi means 4, but literally shi ni means death. So it's really interesting because my birthday is actually April 4th, so I have 2 4s in there. Yeah, hopefully that's not a bad sign.
I just recently watched a comedy show where that was the subject matter of the family. Is the mother didn't let these boys use the number 4 for that very reason.
What?
Yeah. You ever seen Fresh Off the Boat?
Oh my gosh. I've heard so many things about it. I need to, it's on my bucket list. I need to watch that.
Like in the first season, a little ways deep into it. Yeah, there's a whole episode about the boys struggling with the fact that their mother doesn't let them use the number 4.
Oh, man.
It's pretty funny, actually. I thought it was kind of funny. So you saying that was like, oh, and I just watched that episode before I came up here. So I was like, that's kind of funny. Irony.
Irony.
No, we'll say coincidence. How about
coincidence?
That?
All right.
So, and I'm getting ready to be 44.
Oh, that's the prime number. You just got to move to Japan, live there for a couple months.
I'm getting ready to be death age.
Hooray for you.
Yeah. Okay, so we did music, numbers. You have a favorite smell?
Favorite smell? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really thought about a favorite smell before.
We have other senses, people.
Well, I guess. That's fair. That's a fair argument. I don't think there's...
So be prepared when I ask you what your favorite sound is.
Sound. Oh dear. We're going into uncharted territory for me. This is very scary.
Okay, all right. You're backing up the questions here. They're all stacking up. Here's what you should do. Sing the answers to the last 3 questions.
Oh, yes. Yes. I am. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. I'm so down. I'm ready.
I'll give you a minute to think about that.
I'm ready. I will sing the answers. I'll sing for the rest of this podcast, actually.
Everything is going to be sung at this podcast now.
It's wonderful. It's going to be great. If you don't like music, I'm sorry. Don't hate.
What is your favorite ice cream?
My favorite ice cream is probably Rocky Road, even though I've never had it before. People tell me it's great. I want to try it, but you know, it's cool.
Cold?
Cold.
Are you a cat or a dog person?
I'm a dog person because they're so much more useful. Guide dogs, canines, service dogs, therapy dogs, and there's cats. They just kind of... I don't even know what they do. Sorry to the intense kitten from the last session.
Oh, yeah, our little intense kitty angel.
Yep.
Okay, well, here we are. We're at the hard questions. What do you rate 10 out of 10?
What do I rate 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
I rate this podcast 10 out of 10. I rate Linus Bok Choy 10 out of 10. It's my favorite. 10 out of 10.
Apparently, this is a shout out to Linus episode.
Linus, I hope you're listening. I'm not sure how you are doing, but I hope you're eating some bok choy. Dip it in rice.
All right, you've been listening to Everything EHC. This has been my guest, my friend named Gene. Thank you for joining me.
And she, even though there's no she here. It just rhymes, so I have to do
rhyme
it.
Things that rhyme with
EHC.
Giggles and songs and songs and giggles. Thanks for listening to me and Gene.
Woo-hoo.
We will see you soon on Everything EHC. Thanks for joining me, Gene.
Yay.
Over and...